Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a dime at 6.19. That was 15 cents off the highs. September wheat down 10 and 3 quarter cents at 8.45 and 3 quarters. That was 24 cents off the highs. And November beans down 21 cents at 13.84. That was 34 cents off the highs. The crude oil broke hard during the night. Currently, it's down on its lows. $5.27. It's $5.27 lower. It's at 98.82. So I think that put some pressure on the grains overnight. Dow Jones down about 150 points. So I think all that kind of pushed the grains lower. The dollar made a new contract high here, well over 108. Got up to 108.42. Backed off. We broke about 60 points off the highs, but we're still 11 ticks higher right now at 107.94. Very high prices. The beans were a little bit stronger overnight as the crop ratings were a little bit lower than what they were looking for. 64% good to excellent, unchanged. They were looking for it to be up one. Beans, 62% good to excellent, down one. They were looking for it to be up one. The wheat harvested 63% versus 61% on average. That was a good number there. But obviously, the market's going to focus on the reports here today. I think the number they're going to try to key off of is the soybean carryout for the U.S. Right now, the average guess is 214. If it comes in much less than that, particularly if it was to come in under 200, that would be very bullish considering the weather that's out here. And I think the grains would try to move higher. Now, that's assuming that crude oil doesn't do something stupid here and go down $10 a barrel, though I'd love to see that. The outside markets will play into all this here today, considering how volatile they are. But I think that's going to be the key number. They're looking for corn to be up 33 million, beans to be down 66 million on the carryouts, wheat up about 17 million. So we'll have to see what the reports come out. Funds are still pretty long, corn and beans, in a technical environment where they should be short. So we've had the big rally on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yesterday, we tried to rally it. Wheat broke. Corn and beans stayed a little bit higher on the day. So it's really anybody's guess here, but we're still under most of the moving averages. Taking a quick look at the corn chart. The 10-day is trying to cross the 200-day moving average. If we're under 619 here today, after the report, I'd say that would be pretty bearish. On the wheat, we're under all the moving averages at the moment. The 10-day is at 664. So as long as we stay under that, I think the funds have got some problems out here. And the beans, we're holding the 200-day moving average. If we were to close under that here today at 1377, that would be a problem, I think, for this bean market, considering everybody's looking for such a bullish report. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.